So we're continuing our Teach Us to Pray series, where we are looking at the Lord's Prayer. And I'm trying to get you to actually listen to what it says. Now, I will be very honest with you. I can say these words, and I can create in my head a packing list for the hunting trip I've got coming up. We can breeze through these words like they have no meaning because they have become rote. We know what they are and we just say them without really thinking about what it is we are asking for. Last week we looked at the first part of it about honoring God, about hallowing God's name, his place as Father and his place as creator of the universe. This week we get to what I think is the dangerous part of this prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And here I think that we are getting to the heart of the prayer, the meat of it, if you will. But today we're going to look at two different texts that come from Scripture. The first is Matthew 6:10. It's sort of the big fat middle of the Sermon on the Mount. The disciples has asked him, teach us to pray. And he says, pray like this. And he starts with the Lord's Prayer. And so Matthew 6:10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What Jesus is teaching here, I think it's dangerous to pray. I mean, think about your last prayer that you had before you got here, maybe last night or this morning when you woke up. It was maybe for guidance, for comfort, for peace, for provision. Maybe you prayed for your children or your spouse. Maybe, if you're doing it right, you even prayed for somebody else that's outside of your family. And that's all good. I'm not deriding that in any way. John 14:13, Jesus says to his disciples, I will do whatever you ask in my name. God wants to hear those things from us. But look what you are praying in the Lord's Prayer in this section. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. There's no my. There's no mine. It's thy and thine. This prayer is not about you. In teaching us this prayer, Jesus is telling us, before you pray for yourself, pray for God's reign. Pray for his kingdom, not yours. You see, prayer isn't just how we ask God for what we want. It's not a to-do list for God. Prayer is a way for God to shape what you want. Think about that. When we open ourselves in prayer to God with the Lord's Prayer or in other ways, prayer is a way for God to shape our hearts, to shape what it is we want. This is a prayer that says, God, just don't help me survive. God, don't just help me make it to the next day. But this is a prayer that asks God to make my life a part of what you are doing in the world. That can be kind of a dangerous thing to ask. To really understand what it is we are asking for, we first need to talk about what it means the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come, thy will be done. We're asking for God's kingdom to come. Now, Jesus makes it real clear that the kingdom of God is not a place. The truth of it is, the kingdom of God is in us. It's all around us. He makes this clear in Luke 17, verses 20 through 25. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go. Do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation." Jesus is clearly telling the Pharisees that the kingdom of God is not a place. It's not something that will come and go. It's not a place that you can point to and say, "There it is." The truth is that the kingdom of God, it is here. It is here among us. It's here as we are the body of Christ. You see, with the coming of Christ, 2,000 plus years ago, the kingdom of God was brought into the world. And salvation through faith in Christ is available to all who call on his name, because the kingdom of God has come. In heaven, God's will is carried out perfectly. Love is perfect. There is no injustice, no death, no sin. And this prayer asks for that reality to come to earth. But we know that our time on earth is not heaven. God's kingdom is here. It is indeed here. But it is not yet fully here. We talk about this as the kingdom of God is here already, but not yet fully. And we know it is not fully here, because we look around and cancer still happens. Kids still get bullied. People still abuse power. Anxiety still consumes. Death steals from us. Our world is broken. But some of you might be asking, "But Mike, if the world is broken, how is the kingdom already here?" Jesus has come. The Holy Spirit that we entreated to come and be in this place is here. The light of Christ is in this world, and it shines through us. So what does this kingdom of God look like in this world? Start with forgiveness. In heaven, there's no grudges, no sins, no bitterness. No, I'm not talking to you anymore. It's perfect. The already part of forgiveness for us, the already part of the kingdom of God, is that forgiveness is here for us. That through our faith in Christ, we can be forgiven for all of our sins. the not yet fully part of forgiveness is that we have to do it. We have to forgive. Not only do we have to forgive others, we have to work through it. Forgiving others for being wronged by them is not always easy. You might not even feel like you want to forgive them. I've had that happen. I've been so wrong that I didn't want to forgive them. And Scripture kept pounding in my head. In fact, the Lord's Prayer, which we'll talk about on January 25th, kept going through my head. To forgive as you have been forgiven. And so my prayer became, help me to forgive. And over time, I was able to do that. The not yet part of forgiveness is that we have to work through the feelings of it. The already part of the kingdom of God is when we forgive. When we forget wrongs. When we move on. When we reconcile with somebody who we think has done us harm. You know, in heaven, no one lays awake catastrophizing, spiraling, thinking about all of the things that can go wrong in our lives. The already part of the kingdom of here is that the peace of Christ, it's available to us. That despite whatever is happening in our life, we can rest in the peace of Christ. It is here. The not yet part of the kingdom being fully is here is that we still have to deal with our feelings and our thoughts. The world is indeed a scary place, and bad things do happen. Already part of the kingdom, it shows up when you choose to pray and trust instead of spiral, when you choose to rest instead of grind, when you choose to trust God for daily bread instead of demanding control. When you bring your worry to God again and again, the already portion of the kingdom of God is here. You see, this prayer, this Lord's Prayer, it's not just a prayer. It's not just theology. It's warfare. When you say, "Your kingdom come," you are resisting the kingdom of fear. In heaven, we worship in perfect unity. The already part of this is that we are the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit is at work. It is in us. It is working in us. And we go out into the world and we be the light of Christ. The not yet part is when we argue, when we worry over trivial things, when we are behaving in immature ways as followers of Jesus. There are struggles that come to churches. But when the kingdom is here, what that looks like, it looks like a church surrounding families in their grief, providing them with love and comfort and food, That's the already part of the kingdom of God for us as a church. As an aside, yesterday we had a huge funeral here. People from all over our community. And I've never been so proud to be the pastor of a church than yesterday. We had so many volunteers that came out to help. The funeral director of the place was like, wow, I haven't really ever seen this. But what I saw was people reaching out in love to this family, providing comfort to them. That is the kingdom of God happening in our midst. Note that Jesus pairs this with "Thy will be done on earth." What we are calling for is God to come. What we are calling for in this prayer is for Jesus to return. Reminds us that we long for the day when Jesus returns and the full kingdom of God is present with us. You read in the book of Revelation about a new heaven and a new earth coming to us. That's what we're asking. The return of Jesus and the full kingdom of God in our midst. You see, this prayer that Jesus teaches us to pray, it's not a prayer for God's favor. This prayer, it's a prayer for transformation. It's a prayer that says, not God help me, but God reign in me. Let your will mold my life. That's a dangerous prayer. Will you let God reign in your life? Will you let this prayer be a prayer to put you in the middle of what God is doing in this world? Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, we are so grateful for your love, for your forgiveness, for your kingdom that is already here but not yet fully here. Father, we ask that you would open our hearts that we might be a people that ask for your reign to come, that you might reign in each one of us as our Lord. Father, help us. Help us to be transformed by your prayer. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.